Having already seen how Jesus includes us in the work that he is doing, and that sometimes he calls us to do things which defy our own logic, in the final part of this particular encounter between Jesus and Peter, we see something of the mercy and beauty of Jesus. Peter has just provided Jesus with a floating pulpit, and after following Jesus' instructions, he makes a miraculous catch of fish. But then, in Luke chapter 5, verses 8 to 11, we read this. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "O Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon Peter, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." As soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. It had all been going so well for Peter. This rabbi, this great teacher who has incredible miraculous powers over sickness and demons and nature, must surely have been impressed with Peter's initial acts of obedience. Maybe Peter could become friends and start working with Jesus. But now, he does something that seems really, really stupid. Something that surely will blow his chances with Jesus. He throws himself at Jesus' feet and he tells him what a moral failure he is. Now, we know, don't we, great leaders want to surround themselves with great people. And now that Peter has fessed up to the fact that he is such a loser, surely Jesus is going to recruit someone else to work and to walk with him. But Jesus isn't like other leaders. Yes, he's amazing. Yes, he's never sinned. Yes, he is the divine and eternal Son of God. And the good news for the likes of Peter, the likes of me and the likes of you, is that he is also phenomenally merciful. And what I love about Jesus and the way that he responds to Peter here is that he doesn't just take pity on Peter and comfort him. He actually forgives him and calls him to work with him. "Peter, now you've seen just what can happen when you obey me in catching fish. Just you wait and see what happens when we reach out to people together. Let's go and change the world." This Jesus, who turned up in Peter's boat that morning by the lake, this Jesus, who showed such incredible mercy to this sinful and broken man, is the same Jesus you have asked into your life. Maybe today you need to be reminded that the things that you've thought, the things that you've said, the things that you've done, all those things that you feel guilty about, all those things that you think will rule you out from being useful to Jesus, none of them exclude you from being close to Jesus, and none of them rule you out from being useful to him in the work that he is doing in the world. As Peter wrote many years later to the churches scattered around the Mediterranean, churches made up of broken and struggling people, he said this: "Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Remind yourself today of this great truth. Accept it once again. The sacrifice that Jesus has made for you, that sacrifice makes you whole and makes you clean. And remember that when you do this, Jesus not only forgives you, he will remind you of the kind of person he calls you to be and the things that he wants you to do. This grace and this call is for you. And it's also for the people you're going to encounter today and tomorrow too. So be prayerful. Ask the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit to reveal this Jesus to your friends and your customers and colleagues and clients and family members. Ask that he will use your words, your character, and your actions to point these people to Jesus. What a great Lord we serve. Have a great day walking with him.